Comedian Milton Berle has died at the age of 93. In a career that spanned much of the last century, Berle entertained troops in World Wars I and II, and he helped pioneer the new medium of television, NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
It was almost as if television was waiting for Milton Berle to come along.
I tried to do everything, and I had to do everything because I knew just as much about television as the next person. Back in those days, I swear, it turned out that I fixed that light, fixed that Fresnel, fixed that Leco, push-up camera 3. I was doing everything. If they put a broom up my tuchus, I'd sweep the floor, you know what I mean? And they did.
Oh, we're the men of Texaco. We work from Maine to Mexico. There's nothing like this Texaco of ours.
Starting in 1948, Milton Berle was master of ceremonies at the Texaco Star Theater. It's been called television's first smash hit. Stores closed early on Tuesday nights so fans could watch the man they called Mr. Television and Uncle Milty.
America's number one television star who gets his nose into everybody's act, your Cyrano de Bergerac, Milton Berle!
Writer and director Hal Cantor worked with Berle after television's golden age. In an NPR interview, he said Berle brought more to the new medium than just a willingness to work.
He's a man who understands music. He's a songwriter. He is a card manipulator, a magician, a choreographer, an actor. He's a good editor. He is a superb all-around showman.
Those skills came from a life in performance. Berle started off entertaining his neighbors on the streets of New York. He appeared alongside the first movie stars as a child in silent films. He said his mother would bounce him on her knee saying, "Make me laugh." And as he grew into vaudeville, nightclubs, and radio, she was always there.
She used to sit in the theater every show to watch me and just look at me working. And she'd sit next to somebody and if they didn't laugh, she'd hit them with... She wouldn't hit them. She would nudge them with her elbow. She said, "Laugh it up." People would look at her and say, "What is this?" She said, "That's my son. That's my son." That's the way it happened.
The Texaco Star Theater was followed by two Milton Berle shows and countless benefits. He honored other comedians with his ribald humor at roasts, many of them at the famed Friars Club in Los Angeles. That's where comedian Jeffrey Ross went when he heard of Berle's death.
He was a really, really sweet guy. The kind of guy, he would hold my hand when he talked to me. And, he'd always look you in the eye, and he was very gentle and warm. He had a very fatherly or grandfatherly way about him.
Ross has appeared on Comedy Central and MTV. He says although Berle's humor may seem old-fashioned, young comedians owe him a huge debt.
There'd be no MTV. This is the first television star, you know? Maybe TV would have failed without this guy. So anybody in the communications world owes so much to Milton Berle. You know, the consummate vaudevillian turned radio, turned television. He was in movies. He's just a guy who did it all as a comedian. You know, you look at his face, and it looks like you're looking at the comedy tragedy symbol or some sort of symbol for what American comedy is. I mean, geez, Milton Berle.
Uncle Milty died yesterday afternoon. He was 93 years old. He left behind many thousands of nieces and nephews. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.